Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We've learned from 79. We've learned from 99. We've learned from 2011. We learned from 2015. And we're going to learn from this one.
Hi, everybody. I'm Fran Spielman. With us today is Streets and Sanitation Commissioner John Tully and his top deputy, Cole Stallard. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
We're here today to talk about the most despised four-letter word in the Chicago Dictionary, S-N-O-W. And guess what? It's snowing again. Are you guys ready to cry, Uncle?
Well, I can tell you it's been a long several weeks. Starting the season, we had regular snowfalls, but really not much accumulation. And Deputy Stallard will tell you that even that sometimes can be taxing. But the last 3 or so weeks has been a little daunting. We've got some tired drivers, but we're maintaining and we're adjusting our shifts. So I think we see light at the end of the tunnel, I hope.
Cole, are you ready to cry uncle yet? We already have like 2 feet of snow on the ground. Is this the end of the world? It sure seems like it.
I'm going to be the last one that will ever complain with the men and women that have been driving these trucks and handling the business for the residents of the city of Chicago. The last one that's going to complain about being tired is going to be me. I feel for the men and women that are out there doing the actual job.
How much sleep have both of you gotten in the last several weeks? Do you sleep at Snow Command?
We sleep when we're done. That's kind of our motto. We're just continuing on. We're monitoring our workers. We're really concerned for these drivers, laborers walking through these alleys. Just trying to get to work is a challenge for some. But this is what they know. This is what they signed up for. And they do a fabulous job. And I just can't say enough about the workforce here, not only at Streets and Sand, because we're getting help from the water department, from CDOT. It's basically all hands on deck. I can't say enough about fleet, keeping our, AIS, Commissioner David Reynolds group, just keeping our equipment going, which is a tough task in itself. But just the support we're getting from the other agencies is it's great. And I'd like to also thank the mayor staff and the Mayor Lightfoot, because without their helping us out, it's making it easy for us.
How about you, John? How do you get through and pace yourself through a period like this?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to have some very experienced help here. I came from the administrative side years ago, and over the last, I've been a deputy commissioner since 2009. So what I did as I moved up the ladder here was surround myself with people that more operational savvy, like Deputy Stallard, my first deputy, Dwayne Hightower, and my managing deputy, Ray Loriano. All of them started out working as ward superintendents. In Ray's case, he was a sweeper driver. He was a snow driver. So, and they're not afraid to give me the bad news, particularly Ray. Cole is the quarterback on our snow programs. He's the one presents the scenarios. He's the one that tells us, the snow is coming at this time. We're dealing with the lake effect of this. We're dealing with this wind. We're dealing with ground temperatures. Timing is also an issue. Is it going to fall at rush hour? So all of those things have to be taken into consideration when we're deciding on what to put out on the street.
We have literally gotten clobbered in Chicago. Have you ever seen anything quite like this? How many days in a row has it snowed, and how many days have we been in the deep freeze?
I'm going to let Cole handle this one because he has the numbers right in the top of his head.
Well, he probably has them memorized.
Right. So, Fran, we started on January 25th. And I can remember in the beginning, we were putting out numbers where I couldn't believe it. And I had to keep verifying it before we used them publicly because it was something like 25 inches in 10 days. So I'm going, that has to be impossible. 25 inches in you know, 10 days. And then we get the deep freeze, which didn't help us. So we didn't get that melt. We didn't, you know, Mother Nature was not on our side in that regard. So then all of a sudden when we took a breath and we looked and, you know, we got another 17 plus inches on the ground with that continued deep freeze. So that caused a challenge. We've learned, from the past, you know, we always have an after action meeting led by OEMC, Executive Director Rich Guidas, where we all sit in a room and we'll be beating this up for 2 months to come up with a great plan for the next time to try to make things better. One thing we learned in 2011 was from the bus for Lakeshore Drive. So the first thing we did was I called that morning to Rich Guidas and said, hey, can you work with CTA and get the buses off of Lakeshore Drive? Let's reroute them. So that was just things that we've learned from past events. And we've had people before us that have given us direction and got us to this point to where hopefully people say they've managed this situation so people can get to and from.
Yeah, 2011 was the time when literally dozens of cars and buses were stuck on Lakeshore Drive. You learn from that, not only by getting the buses off, but also by closing entrances and exits, right, Cole?
Yes, those are just tools we have that we use, and we have a cutout to where cars would be able to make that turnaround to get out so they're not stuck like that was. And we added resources to Lakeshore Drive and downtown, and we added tow trucks, more tow trucks on there to where if there's a issue at the S-curve, we have trucks and high lifts, and I'm sorry, trucks and tow trucks in front of that area and behind that area, so we can try to keep that constant flow of traffic.
Commissioner Tully, have you closed entrances and exits as you did after learning from 2011 this time?
No, we really didn't have to do that. But as Deputy Stowers said, we did remove one section of the wall in anticipation of this. And, you know, we have eyes on the street as well. And the use of cameras that OEMC are very helpful to monitor this. I mean, going back to 2011, I can remember, I mean, Chief of Staff Orozco was up there, and Tom Byrne was the commissioner back then. And that whole situation happened so fast because I watched it from the cameras there. The articulated bus started to try to move to another lane, an accordion style bus, and instead of blocking one lane, block two, and then without any egress, there was the problem. So we have two sections of the wall that are removable. We removed one section this time just in case.
Explain that, the wall. You mean the median.
So there's a removal. I think it's a Jersey block barricade, which is concrete. And it involves the use of a crane. And we work with our partners over at Department of Transportation to move that.
When did you do it this time, and where did you do it?
I think we did it about 4 weeks ago. It was 4 weeks ago after the first heavy snowstorm. So we did it prior to that. So.
And did you do it again this past time, this weekend storm?
We just left it out during the last few weeks.
Oh, you left it open.
Yeah, okay. We put a vehicle there to block it off and some barricades. So.
And that allows people to turn around?
Well, if need be, if we saw problems there, yeah.
Okay. Now, with all the snow, where the heck are you putting it all? Where do you move it?
Sure. I'm going to let Deputy Stollard answer that.
We talk snow 11 months out of the year. We get our break in May We talk snow April, and then we bring it up again in June. So we enjoy our families in May. And what we do is we pre-identify safe locations throughout the city in June. We have our ward superintendents go take a peek, go see. We want to make sure that we're not dumping it, you know, just because there's a city lot. That doesn't mean, hey, we're just going to dump it because that's a city lot. Just due to the fact that there may be two houses that sit on both sides of those city lots, and you know, on the side of each of the city lot. So we're not looking for the great melt, and then all of a sudden that hill we just created, you know, that the kids were trying to enjoy, that we don't want them to get on these hills, ends up as melting in people's basements. So we're very conscious of where we put this snow. One place that we're dumping is Guaranteed Rate Park is gracious enough right now. We're using one of their parking lots, parking lot G. But we strategically put it out in certain locations so wards can move it to those locations.
So what else besides Guaranteed Rate? That certainly wouldn't be enough, would it?
72nd and Cicero, where we have the salt pile. We're really not big on wanting to advertise because we're really trying to keep kids away from those salt piles. Away from those snow piles.
Afraid that they'll go there with their sleds and stuff.
Exactly. And what do they love? They love trucks. They love trucks. They love snow piles. And hey, there's a big snow pile. And we can't have that. So that's why we're really hesitant on that situation.
But how many locations have you identified? How many locations and how many tons have you already dumped? And are you running out of room?
No, we're not going to run out of room. We did this in 2015. We did this out in 2015, and we were successful at that. So we won't run out of room on that.
Okay. And how many tons have you already moved?
Oh, I couldn't answer that question. It comes in daily. We started this operation 2 days ago. So today, and we'll continue it again tomorrow. So those numbers will continue to come in.
I'm probably one of the only City Hall reporters, maybe there's one other, who remembers the blizzard of 79 and was here to cover it. I remember, you had a heavy snow and then you had a snow that wasn't removed correctly because it came in around New Year's Eve. And then there was a deep freeze and then there was another snow on top of that. It was a disaster. And I remember Mayor Blandick at the time, who lost his job in part because of this, was urging people to move their cars off the side streets to lots designated by the city, but the city hadn't plowed them. And I remember the Tribune ran a story and a picture with a front page headline saying, Mayor Blandick says you should park here. And of course it was filled with snow. How have you done with the side street? Are there any ideas like that where the city could execute more better on something like that and get people to move their cars off the side streets so you can get down those side streets? Commissioner?
Well, a situation we have this year is to add to this situation is we have the pandemic. So I'm not going to use that as a reason, because even if the pandemic wasn't here, I would pretty much be saying the same thing. But the pandemic multiplies this because there's just more people on the streets. So that's why we urged prior to this storm, when we had the 12 inches on the ground and temperatures were at our sides, that, hey, we've had spreaders on these inside neighborhood streets for over 36 hours. Please, folks, move your cars. It's going to freeze in a couple days. Now's the opportunity for you to move your vehicle so we can get in there and open up those spots. So what we've noticed is some people heeded that advice and some people didn't. And things that we're up against are, and we see it on the main streets, is people just pushing the snow out into the street. That keeps us on the main streets longer. to where we, because we have to keep those safe and passable. And then when we go inside, we just beg and we use platforms like yours, where you have the audience to just help people, help us get our information out in regards to, hey, we know these mounds are getting big in front of your house. We just ask that instead of snow blowing the stuff back out into the street, because all we're going to do is push it back right to you, is just try to get as much snow up onto these front lawns as possible. And you referenced 79. In 79, I could remember being a young kid with a shovel over my shoulder, walking down, and people saying, with a group of friends walking down the street and saying, hey, can you shovel my snow? Yeah, sure. Hey, what are you going to charge me? Nothing. Whatever you want to give us, a couple of hot chocolate, a piece of candy, we're good. And we all made money. I've yet to see some kids, besides some groups that they're showcasing on the news right now, that are doing a wonderful job with these volunteer groups. But it'd be great if we can get some teenagers out there just helping, do what we do as Chicagoans, just help everybody out. You're helping us out right now by giving us this platform to get out this message. So I hope I answered your question on that.
Commissioner, what is the condition of the side streets? Side street snow removal has been a problem in Chicago and a complaint among aldermen and their residents forever. What is the condition of the side streets? When will it get better? What can people do?
Sure. So with the snow that's coming down right now, we're probably being delayed a little bit, although we do have heavy equipment on the street. So as Deputy Stoller told you, we started our removal on the residential streets just over, 48 hours. We moved the heavy equipment, which is backhoes, high lifts, semi-trucks to haul out snow. Our primary focus has been around, what we term as vitals, which means schools, because many of the public school students will be going back on Monday. So we're focusing around the schools where their buses may pull up. Obviously, senior centers has been a focus. So, both Cole and I and hospitals, but Cole and I have been on the phone with many aldermen, and we've set up a command base over at the 911 centers, the CIC, where we are calling into ward superintendents and calling into aldermen saying, what do you need? Because every area is different. You know, by Midway Airport, you had upwards of 18 inches. Up north, you had 8, but still with the wind and the snowpack, we need eyes on the street to assess what you need. And so far, that's worked good. Our intent is to continue through the day today and tomorrow. And if need be, we'll be back out there next week. And on Saturday, I know with as far as garbage collection, alleys have become a real topic of conversation. So because we really can't put the plows down the alleys, because if you push it, it goes to the side, and then you end up collapsing these metal doors and wood doors. And you've seen what's been going on with roof collapses. So we don't want to do anything that's going to, cause structural damage. So we will track those alleys with our garbage trucks. It's our intent to work collecting garbage on the weekend and next week, whatever, we may, sometimes these cans are buried, carts are buried in the alleys. We'll put in additional resources for refuse next week as well.
What is the condition of the side streets at this point? I'm hearing complaints that they're terrible.
Okay, so I guess it's a matter of degree. All of our side streets are passable. Now, if there's information out there that certain side streets are not passable, someone needs to let us know. Okay, we monitor. We have the 311 system that we use for complaints. We focus on that. But again, each alderman picks a ward superintendent, and their prime responsibility is, number one, during the winter season, to monitor residential spreading. So if we're not getting word on that, then we can't address it. But during the summertime, they monitor street sweeping. They monitor when the refuse trucks are in the alley. So if there's a specific complaint, I ask either Alderman to call our office or have the residents put it in the 311 system. But as far as I know, most or all residential streets are passable. They're sloppy, yes, but that comes from there's certain vehicles that haven't moved and they haven't been cleaned off for three snowstorms. So when they start putting that back in the street, yeah, sometimes it looks like it hasn't been touched.
Is there any way that you can find a place for people to move their cars to so you can get down those streets even for an hour or two? You know, could you do a Blandick type thing where he designates a lot and clears it this time, but does it so that people have a place to move their cars to?
I'll let Deputy Stollard handle that question.
Or even alternate side of the street parking, which has been suggested over the years. New York does that.
I don't know what New York does. I really couldn't answer that. And they do get comparable snow that we do. But with our high density in these neighborhoods, we lose all the main streets for those folks to be able to park on because we have to keep those main streets flowing. Because if we didn't, it would look like the side streets. Everybody would, if everybody parked on these main streets, we would just be pushing more snow up against these cars now on the main streets, and then we would lose the mains. I'm not trying to dance around your question. I'm trying to give you what we've noticed. If we can get that center path down that main street to where it's safe and passable, you bring up 1979. There's not too many people driving around in Cadillac rear-wheel drive Eldorados anymore or Buicks back then. And I remember they really didn't even plow the inside streets back in 79 because as I was a kid, we'd be hanging on the – I'm not going to give any suggestions to kids nowadays, so I'm going to stop right there. But the middle streets, I could remember we drove snowmobiles down the streets, you know. So it's a big difference from – we've learned from 79, we've learned from 99, we've learned from 2011, we learned from 2015, and we're going to learn from this one. But the inside streets, what would have helped this situation was we've used every possible platform that is given to us to use a week to 2 weeks prior when temperatures were on our side, and we begged people, move your car to the other side, because we'll drive down streets where there's three cars in the driveway and they're all clean. And then the car that's been sitting out in front of their house, there's 3 feet of snow on there. It hasn't been moved. So they're good with those three. But then we have that situation right out in front with that car. So we go around it. And where we're at with this is if we get you down the middle, we push that snow has to go somewhere. Where Commissioner was going with the alleys, for example, there's garages on both sides of the alley. If we go down that alley, we're going to be burying one side of that alley. That one side of that alley would get buried and we'd be pushing in garage doors on that one side. And we'd be damaging everybody's garage on that one side. Now, the other side would be great. They'd get out. But now we just buried that other side. And that's what you see where we'll get complaints and we'll see issues on the news of we just blocked everybody's driveway. They just shoveled out their driveway and we came by and what we call it is giving back. We gave that snow that they just threw out there. Well, if that snow ended up on their front lawn, that would help us out.
So if my car is calcified and I haven't moved it for a couple of snowstorms now, what do I do?
Find a teenager in the area and have them dig you out. That's what I've been begging these kids to do. Hey, just go help people out. Go help your neighbor. This is a good time to get out and help that person that you haven't seen in 2 months. And just let's work together. You know, this is the city. We're trying to throw everything we possibly can at it to make it to where you can get to where you need to go. Everybody, most cars right now are front wheel drive. Most cars or you have SUVs that are four wheel drive. If they can get out and just drive down that street carefully and get to that main street or get to Lakeshore Drive, you're going where you need to go. And those bus routes, people that take the public transportation, you're able to go where you need to go. And we just have so many people that are working from home right now that are like, I don't need that car because I have that car that's sitting in their driveway. It can just sit there. And we like I said before, we just try to use platforms like this to just, let's just all work together. We know people are frustrated. We know people want to, we just have to work together as a team.
How much salt do you have left? And are you in danger of running out?
No, we won't run out. As the salt's going out, it comes in. We started with 425,000 tons on the ground. Right before this storm, we were at 240,000 tons. Our partner, our vendor that we get the salt from, they're hauling salt overnight through the day to ensure that that doesn't happen in the city of Chicago.
Because in the past, Commissioner, I remember barges couldn't make it down the river because the river was frozen.
Yeah, no, those are just... that was for you, John. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. I can remember where we were making calls on how to get salt in, and that's why we placed so much focus during the summer months working with the people in budget and fighting for our 400,000 tons plus on the ground, because we've seen it. I've been in this department in City Hall since 1999. We've seen what happens if there's a lack of salt. Okay. I can remember, I think it might've been 11 where we were, busting up old dirty salt on some of these salt lots. So no, that's one thing. As commissioner, I will fight tooth and nail about if someone says, tries to skimp on that. And with, I haven't seen that in this administration. And actually the prior administration, at least my interaction, we always got what we needed, but we don't want to wait till winter season to have to adjust that number. So that's our number one priority. And then having it strategically located in the different salt piles is another issue that, when we do maybe get a downtime, we start moving some of that salt, restocking in the several locations throughout the city.
But salt doesn't work in these temperatures, does it?
Well, I'm going to answer this for Cole, but he's the expert. But I think where we've seen it not be so effective is in the really, below probably 10 degrees, somewhere even lower than that. But yeah, it doesn't work as effective. But once the traffic starts, and it gets ground up and the sunlight may hit it, and just traffic alone helps that start. And then Cole will tell you that, everyone always brings up the beet juice. We use that solely on bridges and overpasses, the things that freeze up quicker because of the air that's underneath that. I've seen yesterday on the Stevenson Expressway. I happened to run into it twice yesterday on the way in, the way out, over at Damon Avenue where they were having freeze up over there because it's elevated there. So
you haven't gotten to garbage all week. How bad, right?
No, that's not true.
Okay,
we've been short on garbage. We've probably put out probably about 2/3 of our fleet. Obviously, it's slow going. A typical refuse truck, in good conditions can do probably about 15 alleys per day. I don't know what the alley count is right now, but I can tell you one of the things I'm asking the crews, if you can't get the cart out, is to dig in and take those bag garbage out. Obviously, recycling will probably be the last thing that in its priority because it's clean garbage for the most of the part. And so we're going to work Saturday, and we've had extended hours during the time, but we've never suspended garbage. Obviously, it's difficult to get those down those alleys, but it looks like we're going to get a bit of a thaw come over the weekend into next week. And if there's any, hopefully there's no overflowing garbage, because that's what we're kind of focusing on. We'll put added trucks out there. You know, in the wintertime, we put an additional 182-hour seasonal drivers on board. Most of the time it's for relief for snow, but the fact that we've been running, you know, 20-something days straight, you know, we've been using those drivers as well. So when the thaw comes, and we're expecting it this weekend, we'll work garbage Saturday, and anything that's left, we'll put additional trucks out there and get the rest of it all through next week.
Have you called in any private contractors as they did in 79?
Yes, we have, and I'm going to let Cole answer that.
AIS is handling that aspect over at OEMC and working with us to secure front-end loaders, which will load out the semis and semis to help us remove this snow from these side streets. We'll continue. We used them yesterday. We continue to use them. We used them the day before yesterday, today, and we're having a meeting today at 2:00 to assess the situation for tomorrow, and we will be using them again tomorrow.
So you're using private contractors and their drivers to haul away the snow because it's just too much?
We're using water. We're using CDOT. We're basically using every possible city resource that we can, and then we are filling those gaps or where additional needs are with private contractors.
And their drivers?
Yes. Yes.
To the tune of how much money?
That will be provided after this storm.
It's going to be a lot, though. It's just too much. Is that why you can't do it alone? It's just too much snow? You got to get it out of
just
there?
It's public safety is always our main concern here. It's always our main concern is public safety. We're trying to knock down these sight lines, as Mr. Tully said, around these schools, firehouses, police stations, senior centers, hospitals. Sight lines are always an issue for us, so we're trying to make it safe. Public safety is number one. It's always going to be number one in this city. And will our drivers fatigue? And so it's just, we're, as Commissioner said, we're trying to pick up garbage. We're doing the best we can on that, at that front. And it's just what we run into as a city, and we've tapped into those resources in 2011, 2015. And I will say 2015, we saw a pretty good result.
And as far as dibs goes, the term of shoveling out your space, holding the place with a lawn chair or a piece of old furniture or kids' toys, how long do you put up with that?
Well, again, we ask people to be, you know, cognizant of who their neighbors are and help out with that. But that's something I pretty much assess depending upon, you know, what the extended weather is going to look like, what our streets look like. And, you know, we don't want to really have people fighting in the streets. So what we'll do is once we see enough progress on these streets, I will make the call to you have to get your lawn furniture off the street. If it's not off the street, what we usually do is tell the ward superintendents to put it on the parkway. If it's not removed from the parkway after we make that announcement, then we start grabbing it. And
that'll be next week when the thaw comes?
Well, no. Like I said, we're going to have to assess when those streets, you know, we're going to be working with the heavy equipment throughout tomorrow. We may have to come back next week just on, you know, to see what the complaints are. And then we'll make that call at the appropriate time. We did it last year.
Yeah. And after a winter like this, do either one of you consider hanging it up? You tired of all this?
You know what? For me, I've been blessed. I mean, I've been in government 39 years. Okay. I think I had my first interaction with you back when I worked at CTA. And when Mike Cardilli was there. So,
oh my God. Whoa.
Yeah. So
that's
I'm dating myself.
Ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Me.
So I know you like that, but I don't know. We'll assess it. I'll assess it. I mean, it's a personal decision. I've got 39 years, but I haven't made a decision on that. I know Cole will be around here. So from my opinion, I make sure that I've surrounded myself with people where, everyone's replaceable. So when my time comes, I'm confident that the mayor will make the right decision, whomever it is. But the team that's here to support whomever that person is, we'll do the same job.
Okay, guys, best of luck. Thank you. And please, I cry uncle already. Enough. This is ridiculous. Let's hope.
Well,
we appreciate
your support on getting the word out. And I apologize that I've not been able to get on your show sooner. But this year in particular, between, COVID and adjusting for COVID with our manpower, manpower has been, we've been able to maintain our services to a certain level, but then civil unrest, it's been a difficult year. And I'd like to publicly thank the team that I have in place and Mayor Lightfoot for giving us the resources that we need to operate. So thanks again.
All right. Best of luck to both of you. And we will see you all next week.